gospel lesson continues with the I am sayings of Jesus after the resurrection. I invite you to listen for the word this day and invite you to lean into it and let it find you where you are on your journey. I am the true vine, and God is the vine grower. God removes the branches in me that bear no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, God prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch that withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. For whatever you wish, it will be done for you. For God is glorified by that. Bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the word of life. Thanks be to God. About 11 years ago, it had been a rough year for me. I'd lost two good friends, three animals, and my dad. And I was given for Christmas that year a tiny baby puppy, Dorothy, and she's now almost 11 years old. I was so worried about taking her from her brothers and sisters, her mom, and putting her with this giant dog that I sat with her for 72 hours because we had to bond and she had to bond with the other dog. And they were lifelong companions. This connection is something that the scripture talks about today. In a Pew poll that was taken recently, it says, despite the fact that we have cell phones, we can do that ancient thing like writing a letter and sending a note, we can text, we can email, we can call on a landline, still a quarter of all Americans say that they have no one to talk to about the things that burden them. The scripture is talking about our interconnectedness and how we are called to be connected with Christ so that we can be connected with one another. The person who authored the Gospel of John and 1 John uses the word abide 64 times in those texts. So this person thinks this abiding stuff's going to kind of be important. And in the scripture that we hear at almost every funeral, where Jesus says, in God's house are many mansions, I go to prepare them for you, that in God's house are many mansions, that's kind of an old translation. We've been recently translating it as dwelling places. But the real word is abiding places. In God's house, there are abiding places, and we are connected to one another. We have to be connected to Christ, the source, and therefore be connected with one another. Abiding together is not always comfortable for us because we like to be independent. I think it's one of our great national sins, is being independent. I mean, if you look at Europe, they know that they are interconnected. But we have always been the tough cowboys, and we don't need anyone else. And one day we'll understand that all of nature and all of humanity is interconnected and interwoven. This week I'm going to go to Atlanta to a conference. And again, the same dog that's always giving me more and more gray hair. I was worried about boarding her with the vet because she gets diarrhea, she doesn't eat. And so, you know by now that I hang out with a Buddhist monk all the time, which I can't believe. He said, bring her over to the temple and I'll have my monks take care of her. So I have been going over every single night to a Buddhist temple and having monks guide my dog around. And I've noticed that these guys really do know what it means to abide together. They live under the same roof. They eat all of their meals together. They meditate together. And that's the kind of intimacy that we need. Christ is calling us to an intimacy in the church. And for those of you who are relationship phobic, like I am, it takes a little bit of work, right? Because we have to share what we have. And that's all it is. Christ just asks us, just share what you have. Stay connected with me and share what you have. And that's not hard, because you'll bear fruit. And I want to tell you, this church does that really well. You do it well. And I often tell you what you don't do well. I often yell at you about different things, but you do this well. You share your love generously. And I think what we're called to do is to find what Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel calls an astonishing amazement with God, and to share that with one another. I mean, that's what's going on in Baltimore. They don't know how to abide together because of their differences. But we're made for connection, and Christ calls us to do that. Christ is the vine, and we are the branches. God's banner over us is love. How connected are you with Christ? How connected are you with one another? Because we've seen the church grow. 21 new members, and there are 4 more people that want to join. We've seen the church grow. We've seen that we're producing the fruit, and we are. So, I don't have anything to yell about today. Just stay connected with Christ and continue to do that. Think about it. Amen.